Did you ever hear of anyone stopping a funeral procession? Well, listen and we'll tell you about it. One day in the little town of Nain, the people awakened to hear some sad news. And before the day was over, everyone had heard. One of their finest young men had died. They felt so sorry for his poor mother. She was a widow. Now there was no one to take care of her and support her. On the day of the funeral, friends gathered, and then the funeral procession headed down the street. As they did in those days, everyone walked. But some strong men carried the coffin, while the weeping mother followed with comforting friends. Just then at the town gate, they were met by another large group of people coming into town, and it was Jesus and his followers. Now Jesus knew all about these sad hearts. He saw the still lifeless boy lying in the coffin and the grieving mother.
"Don't cry, dear woman."
Jesus stepped forward and touched the coffin. Everyone stood still and all eyes were on Jesus as he spoke to the dead boy.
"Laddie, come back to life again."
Then the boy's eyes opened and he sat up and began to speak.
"Praise God, I'm alive again."
Look at what happened right here.
Then Jesus gave the boy back to his mother.
"My boy, my boy. Now I'm weeping for joy.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for giving life to me."
Of course, the funeral stopped. The boy walked back home with his mother and friends, and there was a celebration then, all because of Jesus. Jesus has new life for you. I'm talking about eternal life. In Romans 6:23, the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life." God loved the world so much, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have everlasting life. Would you like to have this life? Pray with me right now. Dear Lord, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins in my place. I am sorry for all those wrong things. Forgive me and come into my heart. May everyone see your life in me. Amen.